Across the United States, governments are trying every which way to coax businesses into relocating to their states. Tax breaks and subsidies are just a couple of the incentives they offer up. But in North Carolina, it was not an elaborate government sales pitch that got one company interested. It was something much more simple than that, the state's high unemployment. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff Tiberi reports.
Earlier this summer, Texas Governor Rick Perry launched an unconventional TV ad campaign, urging companies to consider expanding in the Lone Star State.
Why have more jobs and businesses moved to Texas than any other state?
Because we're leaders in technology.
Texas, land of opportunity, home of creative renegades.
And last month, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo challenged New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg to a whitewater rafting race. The governor was hoping to use the stunt to increase tourism and business outside of Manhattan. Leaders in North Carolina didn't need to make any wagers or TV buys. Instead, they lured a new manufacturing plant with tax incentives and a promise of a hungry, unemployed workforce.
200 jobs starting out all the way up to 500 jobs is a pretty big deal to us.
Lance Metzler is county manager in Rockingham County, where there are about 90,000 residents and thousands without jobs. That was a key factor when Connecticut-based Sturm, Ruger & Company selected this rural area to expand its business.
The unemployment rate is very low up there. Here, there's an abundance of people who are willing and ready to work, and I think that's one thing that they were intrigued about is our availability of workforce.
The company has production plants in New Hampshire and Arizona. New Hampshire has an unemployment rate of about 5%. In Rockingham County, it's twice that. At a job fair this summer, more than 1,000 people submitted applications when they heard an unnamed gun company might be relocating.
Certainly, businesses are looking for areas that have the type of skilled labor that their business requires.
Holly Wade is a senior policy analyst with the National Federation of Independent Business.
Many businesses now are very hesitant on expanding, not knowing what economic conditions are going to be like 6 months out, what costs they will have to incur through higher taxes or regulations. But if they do see opportunities, they're certainly going to look for areas that can alleviate some of that uncertainty.
This is Ruger Gun Company's first expansion in 25 years, and it hopes to open the North Carolina factory as soon as possible. It will invest $30 million and bring almost 500 jobs to this right-to-work state. It doesn't hurt that Rockingham County is gun-friendly. Sheriff Sam Page is wearing a green hunting suit, boots, and a black hat on a hot summer afternoon. The Rockingham County Sheriff takes a few more rounds of target practice and then secures the firearms magazine on his belt.
For about 20 years, you know, we were made up of textile and tobacco, and a lot of those industries have gone down, and a lot of people have lost work and had to go other places to work.
The new gun plant will be in an old yarn factory. Vacant tobacco and textile factories have been turned into loft apartments, restaurants, and even radio studios. The new job won't involve rolling cigarettes or any embroidery, but plenty of people are ready to work. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Greensboro, North Carolina.
And you're listening to this program on one of our great public radio member stations. There are also other places where you can find us. We have a Morning Edition Facebook page, and we are very active on Twitter, @Morning Edition and @NPR Green.